I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donkey of the day, right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but like, I mean no harm.
Hi.
Hello.
Hold on. I'm sending a text.
We sent a text, too.
All right. Okay, donkey of the day for Wednesday, October 19th goes to a custodian named Lucio Caterino Diaz, all right? He is a custodian at a Houston medical office. Drop on the clues bombs for all the custodians out there, the janitors. Okay, what a thankless job, all right? But without them, do you realize how terrible your work environment would be? Imagine you came into a building to work every day and it was filthy. Okay, bathrooms not clean, dust everywhere. You couldn't function in that environment. So salute to the custodians for keeping things clean, keeping everything straight, all right? Not to mention, a lot of y'all know what y'all be doing in those bathrooms, okay? You look at your poop, all right? You be checking to see if there's blood in your stool, all right? And guess what? Some of y'all check it and don't flush it. And who has to come do that dirty work? You guessed it, the janitors, the custodians. Dropping the clues bombs for custodians. Okay? Treat the custodians with the same respect that you would treat the CEO of the company. They are just as important, if not more. Now, I want you to know that everything I just said applies to every custodian on the planet except for Lucio Caterino Diaz. Why? Because that man is nasty, all right, and a menace to society, and he gives all custodians a bad name, and he did something that I didn't even know was humanly possible. Would you like to know what he did?
What?
Let's go to KHOU 11 for the report, please.
Urine samples are part of the business in a family physician's office, but a longtime employee here who does not want to be identified never expected a sample in her personal water bottle.
The alleged victim says she became suspicious after detecting a foul odor in water from a break room cooler.
I raised it to my face, smelled it, and it smelled like urine.
Suspicions eventually prompted her to place a spy cam at her desk. And these screenshots are from a video showing the suspect conducting his regular cleaning duties, but also violating her water bottle, something clearly shown in the full video.
I just picked it up, removed the cap, and proceeded to put his penis probably halfway into the bottle, and then he tilted it up so that his penis was surrounded by the water.
That video was part of the evidence used to charge 50-year-old janitor Lucio Diaz with, among other things, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
How big was that water bottle?
I knew you're thirsty now, aren't you?
No.
You thirsty. You look so damn dehydrated now. You want a glass of water right now, don't you? You want a bottle of water right from that office, don't you?
No.
Listen, kids, STDs were the original viral things in our community. Okay, I don't think nothing in the history of the internet has gone more viral than gonorrhea, syphilis, or chlamydia. Okay, I just was not aware that you could spread STDs from rubbing your genitals on a water bottle and urine. I never thought about it. It makes all the sense in the world. But whenever I hear stories like this, I immediately ask why. Okay, and when officers confronted Diaz, he confessed that he did it out of malicious intent and that it was a sickness. It is indeed a sickness, and it's clearly malicious. And that maliciousness has nothing to do with anything other than whatever turmoil he got going on internally. And furthermore, what I really agree with is that he's being charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Okay, if you got an STD and you out here slinging that dirty D all over town, infecting people, that is indeed assault with a deadly weapon. You know damn well you got a disease pizzle and you out here just sharing it. Okay, you'll get some herpes and you'll get some herpes and you'll get some herpes. There's more from KHOU 11. Let's listen.
Most disturbingly, according to attorney Kim Spurlock, is that her client, a 54-year-old mother of two, contracted herpes, for which Diaz also tested positive.
Mm. It's really just disgusting. And my client will suffer the consequences of this man's actions for the rest of her life.
Spurlock plans to file a civil suit against building management and others.
Get all the money.
She claims ignored her client's initial concerns. She isn't surprised there may be more alleged victims, given that Diaz told police, according to court records, he did it in other offices and that it was, quote, a sickness.
Disgusting is an understatement. Get all the money. Sue, and sue again. Okay, class action lawsuit, okay? Lucio is being held right now on an immigration hold. And if he gets deported, nobody better protest. All right, all the governors that keep dropping migrants off to Vice President Kamala Harris's house, I promise you, if you found more migrants, illegal or otherwise, doing what Lucio Diaz was doing, spreading STDs by peeing in your water and rubbing their penis on your water bottle, you could probably get people to volunteer their services to personally help build the wall, okay? The moral of the story is when you hear this man say he did it out of malicious intent, it makes me think of one thing. And one thing only. Well, two things. Of course, stop peeing in people's drinks and rubbing your penises on people's glasses. But more importantly, stop projecting your insecurities onto others. Okay, that's all this man did. Project his hurt and insecurities onto others. Just because you're in your feelings doesn't mean that you project those feelings onto others. Please let Remy Ma give Lucio Katrina Diaz the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I have so many questions. What made her check to see if it was him? And then when she did get herpes, she had to go home and tell her partner. What did she tell her partner? Because she really didn't know where the herpes came from. Could you imagine? You go home, you got to tell your partner, I got herpes, you don't know where it came from, you ain't cheating, you just got herpes out of nowhere?
That is kind of wild.
You know what I mean?
That is kind of wild.
And then how did she check? Like, how did she know to check her water bottle? And then how did his pee-pee stay?
Well,
when
the victim told other co-workers what happened, one woman said that the same thing happened to her. So the victim set up a hidden camera in the office just to see what was happening, and they caught the custodian.
And how small was his pee-pee to fit in the water bottle? Can you picture a pee-pee in a water bottle?
Nah.
Yeah, you probably could. You probably could. All right. Well, thank you.
I'm average, but you know, I'm not below average.
Yeah,
bro.
You could get it in that water bottle.
No, I can't. I'm looking at this water bottle right now. I'm looking at your bottle. This is actually MD's water. It's called Positivity Water. Look.
Correct.
You seen my? So you think
I have
fit
not.
In that?
Yo, so you play too much.
Who played?
All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day.
Oh, now you want to go to break.
When we come back, JID will be joining us.
Salute to my guy JID, man. He's got one of my favorite rap albums of the year called The Forever Story. He's a dope kid.
And we're going to talk to him when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Answer the question.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.